for not having more poor kids too.
I'd like the meeting to come to order. Let the record show Representative Fanning, Representative Metcalf, Representative Rogers, Representative Hayes, Representative Buckhold, Representative Cato are here. Representative Jarrah will probably be here pretty soon. Because of problems in drafting, we're not able to get out the committee substitute for 12. However, with the amendments that we have before us, perhaps we can mark it up anyway. But prior to that, I'd like you to look at the information that's before you. If you'll remember, some time ago we asked the Department of Marine Highways to send us information having to do with the, we asked for the organizational charts for one thing. We have those before us. We have the computer terminal ports, and you have a large stack of things having to do with the breakdown and of authorization expenditures on the marine highway system. Recap of expense and revenue, detail of expenditures, detail of overtime, and detail of revenue. I'd like to have you peruse these, and then we'll take them up at another date. And hopefully we can come to some suggestions, possibly some things to generate from this committee. And some suggestions so that we can help and do some work with DOT as far as the marine highway is concerned. You have a copy before you, and if it's the committee's desire to take up HB 12 for markup, you have the amendments to HB 12 before you. Shall we go to page 1, line 17? The first, yes.
I also have some other amendments besides this.
All right.
Not affecting the first one, so.
Yes, Representative Hayes.
Well, one of the things that is missing in this piece of legislation, our legislative finding and policy, we normally would be one of the first sections. Is it the desire of this committee that there be such a section? Do you have any thought for that?
Defining policy? Jim?
No, legislative finding and policy, which is normally in a bill of this type.
Sometimes in a bill. Ought to be.
Okay, well, either way, sometimes, ought to be, normally, whatever. The question is.
Yes,
I think in response, obviously only something that is, the findings and policy are not generally a part of statute and are more an indication of legislative intent in case of any court action. And I'm not sure that this is an area where it's necessary to put in findings and policy. If someone were to write some,
yeah, I might also add that generally when we have a legislative finding section there where you state policy and philosophy, it is an issue that has never really been explored before. It's not a non-existing, issue. And of course, the Alaska Railroad, I have no objection, making an issue why Alaska should have railroad, why the state of Alaska should own the railroad, and points. But because it's already in existence, I suppose this is why we had overlooked it. I just assume that we know what the railroad is, and
this bill doesn't create the railroad, it creates the authority.
That's right. But apparently it's an existing entity. I don't have any objection in adding, legislative finding why we should acquire railroad and why we should have this authority in existence. I don't know, I think we might ask the sponsor of the bill the question.
Yes, Pappy, would you like to respond to that?
Chairman, if you will, restate the question.
Representative Hayes mentioned that legislative finding and policy was not included in the bill. Representative Rogers says that it's not always included in statute.
Well, is it really necessary in this one? I mean, maybe I'm asking the question myself, too, in response to the question. I don't have the answer to it.
Representative Metcalf?
Madam Chairman, the language that Joe was talking about using becomes useful in the event that we were to, for example, have to bring suit against the governor's office for failing to carry out the intent of the legislation. And it's an expression of legislative intent. And if he creates a commission and does nothing with it, we have grounds to sue.
Representative Fanning?
Madam Chairman, I hadn't thought about that before, but I was later on going to request a rather lengthy letter of intent accompanying the bill. That could probably be precluded by the finding. I think that the finding section drafted by the sponsor and or the subcommittee would be a benefit. I think there are a lot of questions, for example, Helen just stated that this creates an authority and that the railroad, that everybody knows the railroad should be owned by the state. I would hope that the letter of intent, including all the, a lot of the amendments we made, would be that it could include several other things, including nonprofit organizations.
Representative Hayes, do you feel that the situation would be covered by a letter of intent?
I think it perhaps could be.
Rather than written into the bill itself?
I think one way or another that it should be covered, but I think probably a letter of intent would be. I don't feel real strongly about it one way or the other. I just brought up the question.
Right. All right. Then if the committee feels that a letter of intent would cover this, then we'll draft the letter of intent.
Madam Chairman, may I have a question?
Yes, Pat.
Would the letter of intent carry the weight of the statute itself?
Madam Chair, if the letter of intent is adopted by the full body, would have nearly the same as the findings and purpose section. My own feeling is if anyone wishes to propose, this is in a markup session, if anyone wishes to propose changes in the bill today during a markup session, fine. Otherwise, I think adopting it as a letter of intent would satisfy the need. Thank you, ma'am.
What's the desire of the committee on this?
I don't, I'm new. If it needs to have a finding, let's stick a finding in it. It's my reading of previous statutes and letters of intent that a finding section, at least in the state legislature, is normally not all that lengthy. I think you could probably go into considerably more detail in the letter of intent and a little longer than you normally would in the act itself. So, I mean, if everybody else wants a finding, that's fine with me, too. But
Madam Chairman, if there is ever a question in terms of someone suing the state or we're suing the governor, or Mr. Metcalf is saying, the letter of intent then would, anyone would have to research this. They'd even have to come to the minutes of this meeting to research the history of this bill. So they know that, there is a proposed letter of intent, we adopt it. And certainly, it doesn't hold the same kind of degree of status as having it on the bill, but you know, it should be a document that people can refer to if we adopt it. And, you know, we can adopt one here, but, you know, again, if the House and the Senate adopts it, you know, it's just another thing.
Madam Chairman, I might be, the only advantage I would see in to finding is that normally a finding is a setting forth of the advocacy reason as to why you create
right.
something that lists all these glorious things.
That's right.
That frequently don't even happen inside the building. So I
know. Yeah. You're right.
Representative Rogers.
Boston on the thing.
Yeah, I don't.
If it would be the desire of the committee, we could get a legal opinion as whether it would not be necessary to be in the bill. I see no real reason for that.
For the purposes of Markov, I just move that we consider letters of intent to attempt to move this legislation.
All right.
Unanimous consent.
Objects.
Brian has unanimous consent. State your objection, please.
There's really no reason not to adopt. There could be a reason to adopt. And there was a, I think, probably expression of the entire committee here adopted in a Senate bill, which we could just make part of our bill.
What's
legislative body and policy? A legislature that finds that there is a vast, the legislature finds that there is a vast potential in Alaska natural resources and that the extension of the Alaska Railroad into natural resources, resource areas is necessary for achievement of the goals of the Lower 48. Lower freight costs and long-term economic growth, development of natural resources in the state will be accelerated and facilitated by the acceleration of an instrumentality of the state with the power to incur debt for construction and with the power to own and operate railroads. B is declared to be the policy of the state and the intent of the promoting a general welfare in the interest of promoting the general welfare of the state to reduce consumer costs and otherwise encourage the long-term economic growth of the state through the establishment of the railroad of railroad extensions by creating a public corporation with the powers and duties and functions as provided in this act.
Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Remember, my staff pointed out that the Alaska Industrial Development Authority and the Alaska Power Authority have like very findings. And of course, one of the purposes of findings or intent is to give some direction to the administration in the preparation of regulations. Where that can be handled through by the intent. That is one of the advantages, in addition to perhaps litigation or whatever, is that it does give some direction to the regulation makers. I don't have any. I frankly don't have any findings to suggest perhaps something along the lines that person that care I might be okay, but I don't have any.
Representative
Fanning. I was going to say we could act on the motion. If somebody wants a motion to see if we should include findings, we could do that as well.
All right. Would you restate your motion, Brian?
Ken's motion was to that we prepare a letter of intent to the committee and attach it to the bill.
Representative Fanning moved that we prepare a letter of intent and attach it to the bill. Question.
Just to discuss discussion on the motion. I since we've discussed letter intent and Brian's response to the question about letter intent that almost is as good as finding. It almost has the. I think that my position would be that we ought to try to develop in the piece of legislation. Findings and put it in, make it a part of the bill. That's my thought. But if whatever the committee wants to do is fine with me. But that's my thought. I didn't have anything strong to do on it when I first brought it up, but perhaps we should.
Representative Buckholz.
Well, I don't have any objection, like I said, in having legislative finding, but I certainly, with the language, present language that was read by Mr. Metcalf, I think he was doing a summary, really, of the bill. I think it's good for press release, but I don't think it was, exactly the legislative finding that I see. I mean, I'm not trying to downgrade Ray, but what I would like to see is, really concise then, and I, as long as no one is proposing the, wording of the amendment that, we might be able to agree with, and I don't know whether this was drafted by, staff or, this was just something new there. I'm not sure. There are some phrases there that I'm not sure whether we can even deliver. We know it's going to go to all the natural resource sources of going to, spur is going to our minds. I mean, it's a whole nerve center, that we are trying to develop, and then we're talking about it's going to cost us less and it's going to cost us, very little money, or make us profits and all these kinds of things. I'm not sure, that all those things will be accomplished. So I don't know whether we should even include that. And then people would say, hey, we didn't follow the findings. We still have extensive utilities, and, the authority says we're not going to have it because the building of the railroad, expansion of the railroad, we're supposed to have fewer built, And in effect, it's just not going to work. I would like to see if we are going to have legislative finding, I just assume it's brief and really as concise and as possible, and I don't think we have that.
I get a problem.
Excuse me, Representative Fanning.
Yeah, I would basically agree that we should and could well also include a concise finding, and don't think that should preclude a little longer letter of intent. Go for a letter of intent, and then if we can, then perhaps at the same time we come back with some three or four line statements in regards to findings to be included. We could do that also.
Brian?
Yeah, I think I concur with Ken and suggest that perhaps we could continue with the markup, and then perhaps tomorrow members who are interested in finding some purpose could bring back a statement that we could then add in the bill. It is in drafting, and assuming we adopt most of the amendments that were suggested by the subcommittee, we could just call it drafting and have them add in that time and some purpose tomorrow. So,
suggestion that we do that. We still have a motion on the floor, however. A question, and the motion is that we drop a letter of intent to deal with the legislative finding and policy.
I'd like to amend that motion to say that as long as we're leaving that option for tomorrow, if there's a new draft, that if we pass this motion, we have an option to come and look at these proposed findings tomorrow. And then if we agree on the findings, then we'll drop the intent. Is that, how would that be?
No,
Representative Fanning.
Thank you. The letter of intent, I would think, we'll have to wait, obviously, until after we adopt the amendments and the entire bill, including the findings and policies, if we do that. And the letter of intent then would reflect whatever our final product is. So we're not stating at this point in time what the letter of intent is going to say. It's going to encompass the things that end up being in the bill. And if tomorrow or sometime we come up with some findings that we agree upon, and then they would be incorporated in the bill, and the letter of intent would reflect both those findings and the other portions of the legislation at the committee.
All right.
Yeah. In other words, then, Madam Chairman, in other words, with or without the findings, you still want the intent.
Yeah. And the motion is simply that the letter comes to the bill, not what the contents of the letter are.
Yes. I withdraw my amendment then, but with the option that tomorrow we will.
Yeah. Is there any further discussion on the letter of intent, Representative Gannon?
I would make a motion that Representative Gannon.
There is a motion on the floor, Representative Gannon.
Oh, okay. Why should we throw the motion to the motion?
Are you ready for the question?
What's the motion?
The motion is that we draft a letter of intent to accompany this bill.
Okay.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Jarrah?
Not opposed.
Oh, you're opposed?
I'm opposed.
All right. Representative Jarrah? Representative Benton? I mean, Rogers. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I move that we adopt the amendments listed on this page 1, line 17, line 20, line 21, and 24, which is the amendment expanding the board to 5 members and making one of them the Commissioner of Transportation and Public Facilities, making the others public members, requiring that one of the public members be chair, and changing the quorum and vote requirements because of the expansion of the board. I'd ask unanimous consent for the adoption of that amendment.
Representative Rogers has asked, has moved and has unanimous consent that we adopt the amendment on page 1, line 17 through 24, with the words that are on your amendment proposal.
I object for the purpose of asking a question. We're leaving in the Commissioner of DOT, and we're going to insert in its place 4 members of the public who represent petroleum, mining, agriculture, tourism industries, or other railroad user groups. Is it our intent that we want one from each of these groups, or, and if so, I don't think that's specific enough, because I think under the language of this that we could wind up with the Commissioner of DOT and 4 people from the petroleum industry. And the question is if anybody else reads it the same way I do, because that's the way I read it.
Representative Rogers, would you like to respond to that?
Yes, to answer the question, Mr. Hayes is absolutely correct. It could be 4 members of the petroleum industry. The general intent is that the governor, by listing the 4, and to say other user groups, which there are, that the governor would tend to balance it. However, in my experience, the more restrictions you place on the membership of a board, the less likely the governor is able to pick good people, and the more likely he is to have to pick people who aren't as good. To say that it has to be petroleum, mining, agriculture, and tourism would eliminate other railroad user groups, people who live along the railroad, for example, residents of Alaska. I think by listing them, we indicate to the governor that he should try to represent several industries, but don't force him. For example, it may be that the 2 best people possible for the authority board would be 2 miners. And by saying it has to be 1 from each, you eliminate 1 of the best people.
Representative Fanning.
I would just submit that we could also reiterate in the letter of intent that it's very clearly our intention that these various user groups be represented, if at all possible.
Representative Metcalf?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to, frankly, suggest that we not allow that latitude, because with our luck, the governor can appoint 6 or all tourists and advocates of tourism, or something of that nature, and frankly, there's only one thing that's going to make this railroad program work, and that is if we're hauling a lot of ore or minerals of some kind, or coal, oil. Those are the only things that's going to make the railroad work. Those are the only things that's going to make the railroad pay for itself. Tourism is an
hesitation we give them? Representative Rogers.
Madam Chair, thankfully, the Republican governor only serves for another year and a half.
We have a motion before us that we adopt.
Madam Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Rogers.
Possibly for consideration, same as a number of other statutes as well. Rather than tying the Commissioner of Transportation physically or as an individual to this position, would it be possible to include or his designee?
What's the feeling of the sponsor of the amendment?
I would amend my amendment to so indicate.
All right, then the amendment we have before us is line 17 through 24. Inserting the word after commissioner or his designee.
Madam Chairman.
Representative Hancock.
I'd also like to ask that we have the we add language to the effect that anybody appointed must have prior experience in be clearly on record as having worked as an advocate of the construction of the Alaska Railroad expansion.
There's an objection to your amendment. Should we discuss it?
Madam Chairman, I think that on other issues, which are all the subject matter, we've seen the administration time and time again appoint people who were not advocates of the duty to which they were charged with carrying out, and they have successfully derailed that duty time and time again. The legal services has advised me that it is possible to add language to the effect that someone must be clearly on record prior to the passage of the legislation, unless you're clearly on record as an advocate of the duty in which the legislation was intended.
Representative Rogers.
Speaking against the amendment, Madam Chair, the member is suggesting that we say what kind of outfit that we restrict it on the basis of how people think and what their position is on an issue. And I think that's probably a violation of freedom of speech, and I think that if there's any derailing being done, that amendment could derail the whole bill.
Madam Chairman, this has already been clarified.
Representative Metcalf.
Madam Chairman, this amendment and the legality of the amendment has already been clearly clarified. It's not going to derail any legislation. It's been clearly clarified by the Department. By our legal, own legal services department, but it is possible and we can do it. Secondly, it's not a violation of freedom of speech. We have we are discussing putting legislative findings and policy at the front of the bill, and if somebody is not an advocate of those legislative findings, they should not be on that committee.
Representative Fenn.
Madam Chairman, I would just I agree with her. I see where Ray's coming from and understand that, and I'm in sympathy with it. I would suggest that we could go ahead and move on the main amendment, and if in fact legal services feels they could develop some language, there's no reason why we couldn't consider that at the point in time. We consider the letter of intent and the other and the findings. I would submit, though, that I suspect, from what I've heard of the committee, the findings are going to have to be, and the letter of intent, broad enough to not put anybody in a definite advocacy framework of mind, not as far as construction of a railroad, but as far as what the specific purposes are going to have to be, given that there are some who's cinemas are that should be state owned, and there are some with cinemas that it should be private, some with cinemas that it should be for one purpose or another. So I'd just, to move it along, I'd think we should go ahead and move on the main amendment, and if in fact there is some legislative language that could be drafted, we could consider that.
Representative Hayes.
On the amendment to the amendment, which is to allow the Commissioner of the Department of Transportation to designate, is that are we doing that quite a bit? It doesn't seem to me like that's a good policy. I know I recognize that he's theoretically very busy, but it seems to me we're giving quite a bit of latitude to someone who we're putting somebody in there who's not even an appointee. We're making it possible for somebody to be on that committee who's not even appointed by the governor. Everybody else is appointed by the governor. The commissioner of DOT is appointed by the governor. And now we're giving the DOT the power to appoint. Although I recognize that he's busier than heck, I really question whether we ought to do that or not. That's just for discussion purposes.
Representative Sheriff.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I share those same concerns and realizing the position that the commissioner is in, also in his time frame and possibly his limited knowledge on the subject, that he may feel that there may be somebody that, that is a little bit more knowledgeable or could better.
Could we quiet the question of the amendment to the amendment first and then go into that discussion? All those in favor of the amendment to the amendment.
Which is the Metcalf's amendment.
Representative Metcalf's amendment, which would restrict the individuals to an advocacy position.
Madam Chairman, that amendment hasn't been offered. There's a suggestion. What was the language? I don't see the language. I don't think he ever recommended any language.
No, he made an amendment.
Offered
Would you like to repeat your amendment?
Well, what is it? What's the language? I don't have a written down.
Well, I suggested that since we are working on a new substitute to be adopted, a proposal to be substituted, it's standard practice within the committees to follow the method by which we tell what we want and ask the legal department to complete drafting. To require that the appointees be an advocate of the expanded construction of the Alaska Railroad.
Representative, boy, Reverend, how do you like that one? Turn your collar on. Representative Metcalf was that the appointees be advocates of the expansion of the railroad. All those in favor of that amendment signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Nay. Amendment. Now we get back to Representative Rogers' amendment, which has to do with the DOT commissioner or his designee. And Representative Hayes raised an objection. Representative Rogers?
Representative Hayes has raised a very good objection, and I'm not sure, I can see good arguments on both sides of this, and as I realize Representative Hayes can, the question of allowing that designation, it may be the only way we can get any member of the of the authority appointed by other than the governor, is to have the commissioner of DOT appointed designee. I'm going to vote on my amendment and her amendment.
Representative Fanning.
I also think that there were some good points brought up and that the commissioner himself should be responsible for the decision making position that he takes on that particular commission. I think that it would be, Representative Sarov has indicated, it would be normal for him to, and probably necessary for him to appoint or have somebody out of his department work as an active staff member in that case. But I don't think it's a bad idea to put him as itself on the line, and therefore, for the purposes of the legislation, have the commissioner be responsible, and therefore, I think that I would vote to, personally, I'd propose to the obviously, he's not going to be the man doing most of the research work, but I think it's a good idea for him to be on the line and on the commission.
I withdraw the amendment to the amendment.
The amendment has been withdrawn. Representative Hayes?
I withdraw my objection to the original motion, which was to adopt that.
All right, the original motion then is to adopt on your amendments to HB 12, line 1 through line 24. Are we ready for a vote on that?
See if I ever vote on another letter of intent.
All those in favor of this adoption of this amendment signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The amendment is adopted. Shall we go on to line 27? Having to do with deleting entire section and inserting in its place new selection, qualification, powers, and duties of the officers and directors. See attachment A. Representative Rogers.
Madam Chair, I'd move that amendment. And speaking to the, I'd ask unanimous consent to adopt the amendment.
Representative.
Yeah. Madam Chair, what we've got is in attachment A, which is the third page of this. You have to change the section number, obviously. But the rest of this is the language for the Alaska Power Authority. It says that the directors, the public directors have to be residents and qualified voters. They have to file conflict of interest statement. They serve 4-year terms. What their terms are. How you fill vacancies. The authorization to employ an executive director, to employ additional staff, to engage legal and bond counsel, et cetera, et cetera. Subsection C of this is roughly the same as the original section we just that we suggest we repeal on staff.
Is the explanation clear?
I remove my objection.
Are you ready for the vote then on the amendment on line 27, delete entire section? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. On page 2, line 6, delete the entire section and insert in its place purpose of authority. The purpose of the authority is to plan, acquire, construct, and operate, and maintain or sell railroad facilities in the state as provided by law. Representative Rogers, do you
have to move the amendment?
Representative Rogers, move the amendment.
Okay.
There's an objection. Representative Hayes?
I just object to the purpose of discussion. That's what.
Representative Fanning.
For purpose of clarification, railroad facilities is well defined later on in the legislation. So, as I understand it, this means sell anything associated with the railroad or sell the railroad itself. And then I had one other possible suggestion to add the amendment, and it might not be necessary. And so, just for the purpose of discussion, I'd like to know. It says as provided for by law. I was wondering if we shouldn't delete that and say as provided for in this act. I'm not familiar with other law that may or may not, by this thing, change that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The intent is, and in this act, we do provide for by law what they can do in the section 2 that begins at the bottom of this page, which says, do the task force on acquiring the federal railroad. Construct the railroad, the delta, plan it to the border, etc. And the intent is that any other major activities that they would do would also have to be enacted in later law. In other words, they can't then plan an extension. They couldn't, for example, build the section through the Yukon territory until we say, yeah, go ahead and do it.
Well, I wonder then, and then that's the specific reason why I. By law, doesn't pertain only to this law. Obviously, in this law, we include new things that they specifically are directed to do. That in fact is the reason that I would suggest the wording in this act, or subsequent legislation. I'm just not familiar with all the other authorities that may or may not exist in regard other law, existing statute that may be covered by saying by law. That may be a little technical.
Representative Reyes, would you like to clarify that?
Yeah, I think that the intent of this, the words by law, is the same as the effect of in this act or subsequent legislation. And what I would suggest we do on this is adopt as an amendment to the amendment Representative Fanning's suggestion in this act or subsequent legislation, that we ask law the legal affairs whether by law covers it to the same extent, and if so, we stay with by law. If in this act or subsequent legislation is better, sort of leave it up to the legal services which way that goes.
That's satisfactory to me, Madam Chairman. As long as I understand that the full intent is to be providing authority that we are hereby providing, and not any external authority that may exist someplace else.
All right. Does everyone understand, Representative Meads?
I've got a question. Under the purpose, we've got a fairly broad purpose: acquire, construct, operate, maintain, sell. But what do you think about putting in the word finance? We haven't given any authority to do any financing, have we?
Representative Rogers.
Madam Chair, I'd have no objection to adding the word finance. The one question I have is whether financing is a purpose or a means to carrying out a purpose. And that, I think it's just a semantic question. If the member wishes to add the word finance, I'd have no objection.
Representative Penn?
I just agree that elsewhere in the law, the whole thing has all kinds of things that I don't understand about how to go about financing. So I think that as a means, I think that it's fairly clear that we're giving authority to ribbon and bonding and so forth.
Just so that there's a, that's just a question I'm raising, sure. Whether or not we think they have the authority to finance. If you
move the amendment, move it as an amendment.
I'll move it as an amendment, then we add the word finance.
That's unanimous consent.
Yes.
Object.
Objection?
Yeah, Madam Chairman, I have objected to financing as a purpose. In fact, several of the subsequent amendments that are being offered are specifically to allow, for example, the next one down says, as a recommendation to the legislature, financing proposals if the authority finds the project cannot be financed by revenue bonds of the authority. And I would submit that if finance is included as a purpose, it might be construed to some that there could be some means of financing that did not require legislative approval other than revenue bonding. And so for that reason, I guess I would object to it as being included as a purpose. You know, I obviously feel that it's essential, and I think that we delineate that throughout the rest of the legislation fairly.
Question. All those in favor that we add the word finance under the purpose, signify by saying yes?
Aye.
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 Yes.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. I'm sure I'd like to offer another amendment. I think that one of the things that the authority needs the power to do is to contract to provide services. And the reason for this is that a lot of your financing and the sale of your revenue bonds and everything else is based on projected revenues.
Representative Metcalf, will you state that in the form of a motion if you wish to move?
I move that we revise the amendment to read. following the word operate, remove and, comma, maintain, comma, and contract to provide rail service.
I can't write as fast as you can.
Object.
There's an objection to this amendment.
Well, let me explain the reason for the amendment. If you're selling revenue bonds, and if you're
Representative Metcalf, would you write that out? Your amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
So that it can be duly recorded. We're discussing the amendment, and Representative Rogers made an objection. Would you like to state your objection?
Yes, Madam Chair. I think what the member is interested in is not the purpose, but is a power that he wants them to have. They do have that power under the next section. It says on page 3, line 4, contract with any person for the improvement, construction, acquisition, operation, and maintenance. And that's the purpose is not to contract. The purpose is to do the railroad. Madam Chair, I'd suggest that we're nitpicking this bill to death.
No. Madam Chairman, I think that you misunderstood my proposal. It was not inclusive in what he had just read.
It was, too, that he didn't read the final sentence of that, which says specifically to hold for the security bonds issued by the authority.
I think Representative Metcalf, if you'll analyze the bill, you'll find that it is covered there.
And then where is it? I haven't seen it.
Page 3.
I think this covers all your points.
No,
I think the language is a little bit different.
Yeah.
But if you'll read it through, I think you'll find it does cover all the points.
It doesn't cover that point. This
will you make your point clearly then?
Contract with any, this says contract for any person for the improvement, construction, acquisition, operation, and maintenance. That does not include delivery of services.
Isn't operation of a railroad?
Maintenance is not delivery of services.
Services?
Maintenance is not delivery of service.
Operation?
Operation is the
delivery of
services.
Perhaps we better get Webster in here.
If you're the operator of a railroad, you're the manager, owner, operator.
You're delivering services.
Question.
All those in favor of Reverend
Metcalf.
All those in favor. That's on tape, by the way. All those in favor of Representative Metcalf's amendment to signify by saying aye. Those opposed? Yes, he did.
Madam, I voted no.
He voted no?
I voted yes.
Oh.
You didn't hear me.
There
was no votes no.
I mean, I was going to vote yes, but I'm not going to vote yes. You're not going to vote yes.
Yes. I.
All right.
You know, it reminds me of others.
All right, Representative Hayes, Representative Metcalf voted yes. Those in opposition vote
nay.
Motion lost.
Field commission.
We'll get back to the original motion, which is to we're on line 27, am I right?
No, we're on page 2, line 6.
Page 2, line 6, I'm sorry. The amendment amendment proposed by and moved by Representative Rogers that we adopt this amendment with the wording in this act or subsequent legislation.
If
the legal opinion so
otherwise it
feels as needed.
Is
there any objection to this motion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Matt, just a point of clarification, that was adopted with the other amendment also, which included plants.
Yes.
Right, so it's what's written on here.
Right. All right, we're down to page 3, after line 13, insert.
Insert.
Representative.
For you, on line 13, it's, and this is something you can have staff check out, but it's been brought to my attention that perhaps where it says exercise in the power of eminent domain in accord with AS 055-250 to 055-410, that perhaps that should be expanded to 55-240 to 55-460. You might just check that. Like the power of eminent domain are broader than those two sections, than the gap that's given there.
Which line are you on?
Line 13.
On page 2?
3.
Oh, I thought we were on page 2.
You said 3.
3, you're right. I'm sorry.
It's where it says exercise
right.
The power of eminent domain. I think there's a more expansive...
yes, we came up with that.
I think our research indicated that it should be from 240 to 460 rather than from 250 to 410. But anyway,
you can just check that out if you'd like.
Madam Chairman.
Yes, Representative.
If there is, I would hope not.
Jesus Christ.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
If the members correct, can I move his amendment?
Object.
Objection, shall we discuss this?
No, I'm just going to vote against it.
No, all right. Representative Hayes has moved that on line 13, we changed the statute to read through 460, am I correct?
240 through 460.
240 through 460. Is there any objection?
I do.
Objection for purpose of voting no, right? All those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Nay.
Nay. No, I'm not opposed. I am opposed.
All right. We're on then.
Page 3 after
line. Page 3 after line 13.
Move the amendment.
Representative Rogers, move the amendment.
Object.
We have an objection. State your objection.
I'd like to amend April.
No, we're up here.
Excuse me.
Objection
no,
been removed. All those in favor of Representative Rogers' amendment or motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment carries. Yes, Representative Rogers.
I'll now move the amendment on attachment B. Ask unanimous consent.
Representative Rogers moved Amendment B. Ask the unanimous consent.
Objections for the purpose of finding out what's going on.
Representative Rogers, will you explain this amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair, there are five sections here which are from the Power Authority statutes. One requires an annual audit, and the second one says that the authority has to give 60 days notice to the governor and the legislature that the authority is going to issue bonds. Requires March 1st each year an annual report describing operations, income, expenditures. They're subject to the Executive Budget Act. They present to the legislature by the 15th day a report detailing project status, and their meetings shall be open meetings, and their records are public records.
Is there any objection to the adoption of this amendment? I think clarifies things quite clearly. If there is no objection, hearing none, then the amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair,
Representative Rogers.
On the next section, we did have an amendment in subcommittee, and this is the new section 2. Let me go through it each section. Section A sets up a task force to consider the options for transfer of the Alaska Railroad to non-federal control, present recommendations next April 1st of next year. second section authorizes them to construct the railroad facilities between Fairbanks and Delta and plan railroad facilities from Delta to the border. The third one is to initiate discussions with White Pass and Yukon concerning state participation. The fourth one, D, is the one that there was a subcommittee amendment, which is in drafting. It reads, the authority shall consider additional railroad extensions within the state, and Representative Metcalf's amendment adopted by the subcommittee was including extensions to the coal fields at Beluga, Matsu, and
Susitna
coal fields, and shall report its findings and recommendations.
We didn't get it expurged, but
I
think we should add language to that to the effect that it needs to be delivered to a deep water port deep enough to handle a 500 ton or five.
Explore, what was it?
Taylor.
Consider a tidewater port.
Tidewater port adequate to handle 500 ton ships. Would that be acceptable? That's what we're going to have to do. The coal hauling facilities, the reason I make that suggestion, coal hauling vessels are moving to a 500-ton capacity. Your super tanker basically is 100-ton capacity. Will be hauling. They're now constructing 500-ton. The reason for this is there's a dramatic difference in cost of delivered coal if you're loading onto a 500-ton vessel as opposed to other vessels.
I agree with that.
The competitive on the world market is necessary, and I don't think that there's a lot of political pressures in the state to look at my port or your port. I think that concern has come first, that we are able to load the largest vessels.
Well, I think that comes under the tidewater port. I don't think we have any tidewater ports that could not handle that tonnage. Am I correct?
Anchorage could not.
Sure, right. I would object to that, just in that it may be, for example, that what we ought to say is for the most economic, because rather than a specific size vessel, it may be that we end up, and this is just speculation, that we end up with a trade-off between a very expensive extension of the railroad to a larger port or a very cheap extension to a smaller port, and that the tariff for the extension would outweigh the benefits of the larger vessel. And so I think the just explore deep water port and then leave it up, since they will have to come back to us for authority, we can then make that decision.
What's the feeling of the rest of the committee on this? Representative Fanning? Representative Rogers has moved that we include the amendment, including the new section. Do I hear any objection?
Objection.
Well, you didn't get down to F, and I think there's a problem with F. The authority shall initiate dedication of quarter rights of ways over federal, state, and private lands. And I think a better word there rather than initiate dedication is would be acquire quarter rights of ways. There's private land there and so forth. And I think you can accept it, but I don't think that it can initiate dedication. And it's been pointed out to me that actually this section probably isn't even necessary, since the authority's right of eminent domain is covered in statute.
Representative Rogers?
I think I'd agree with Representative Hayes. It acquires a better word, and the elimination of subsection F is better than that, in that it just gives no direction as to what corridors. Earlier, we tell them the corridors, they do have the power, and I would amend. I know we've already got amendment to the amendment. Did you move that as an amendment to the amendment?
I move that as an amendment to amendment that we delete subsection F.
All right, we have a motion before us. amending the amendment to delete subsection F.
Ask unanimous consent.
Ask unanimous consent. Is there any objection?
Object for purpose of clarification.
Right.
I assume we can adopt this amendment and then adopt several other amendments to the major amendment.
Yeah.
Remove my
objection. All right. Hearing no objection, we will delete section F of the amendment. Is there any objection to the amendment?
For the purpose of adding other amendments to that section, some of which were discussed at least with some members of the subcommittee. In section two, sub A, the task force, I have an amendment which I would like to add. I'd like to, after the development of policy, comma.
Where is that?
It's about the fifth line down. It's the last one of all the people that
it's
went
on your amendment sheet.
Force. It's on the amendment sheet.
By the way, can I just make a quick clarification? Where that says Division of Planning and the Development of Policy, the correct name of that is the Division of Policy Development and Planning. But anyway.
Okay, we should have that. After that, I would delete the word and, put a comma, the University of Alaska, and add the following words, and three members of the private sector appointed by the governor. And so I would move that as an amendment.
Would you repeat that?
Sure. Delete the word and in front of the University of Alaska, put a comma in its place, and add the words and three members of the private sector appointed by the governor. I don't care too much about the appointment of the governor, so if that's a problem, I would assume this whole task force is that appointed by the governor. That's a question I just heard.
Representative Rogers.
Madam Chair, I'll object just for purpose of discussion. I think we would have to say appointed by the governor. The others would be representatives of the various departments. Raises the point to me as to whether we really need a representative of the Department of Transportation, since we already have one on the Railroad Authority Board. We do have four directors of the Alaska Railroad Authority are members of the private sector, and I'm not sure we want to. The larger you make a committee, the more unwieldy it gets, would be my only point.
Madam Chair, I'd like to speak in favor of the motion for the amendment. Madam Chair?
Yes.
The Alaska Railroad Authority is, as per its creation, now a public corporation of the state in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, and therefore all members of that corporation are members of a state corporation and a public corporation in the state. That's a total of five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 persons all employed by the state. And I really feel very strongly that even though it may be a small segment, that you should have on this commission, which is not a portion of the corporation by the state, at least three people. I would have recommended 11 to balance it out.
Representative Rogers, did you have a...
Yes, Madam Chair, the directors of the Railroad Authority are certainly not employees of the state, and they are members of the private sector. I understand the concern. I just think going from a 13-member task force to a 16-member task force, each additional member of a 13 is pretty big to start with, and going to 16 adds some cost. Feel better about reducing the number of state representatives that way wants to do than going up to a 16-member task force.
I would have no objection to reducing some members of the state employees on the task force. private sector on the task force.
In addition to the four already?
Exclusive of those that are directed by the director. I just think that that's going to get us more of an objectionable attitude myself.
Did you, what was I saying? Did you make that part of a motion or an amendment to the...
My amendment is drafted. In fact, I supply you.
If I have it right, it's insert and U of A and three members of the private sector appointed by the governor. Am I correct?
The only addition would be and three members of the private sector appointed by the governor, right? And deletion of the word and before the words the University of Alaska.
Sure. I'll ask unanimous consent.
Representative Rogers has asked unanimous consent. Is there any objection?
I don't have an objection, but I've got a question. I question the working of this because of the large number of people.
Is there a reason that after we adopt this, I'd certainly be willing to delete some of these others if there's somebody. I would assume they were included because everybody felt that each one of these different state departments needed to be recognized.
Representative Hayes.
Well, Representative Rogers raised a question about removing the
DOT.
The DOT.
Yeah.
Representative, that seems like that might be appropriate. Yeah, I think he's already on.
I would accept as a friendly amendment to my amendment deletion of the.
Would you like to incorporate that in your amendment?
Yes, Departments of Transportation, and for the purpose of discussion, if anybody wants to quickly for a second look and see if there are any others that.
Just as a comment.
Yes.
By adding three and deleting the DOT commissioner, we're back to an odd number, which I think is a valuable one. I think at 15, it's a little unwieldy, but the others all have some pretty strong interest in the area, and we're now at seven members of the public and eight who represent various government agencies who are usually competing with each other, so I think we've got a balance on it.
All right. Representative Rogers has asked unanimous consent of the amendment. Is there any objection? If not, the amendment passed. Representative Sheriff?
For the record, I want to object to that. Just
for the record, you don't care to have anything to say?
No.
All right. Representative Metcalf, please make it brief. I see your colors there.
Lost my image. I would like to change the April 1st date to a February or March. I think it would be earlier. We're going to be better off if we achieve that earlier on in the legislature.
You think we had a form of motion up against the
March?
Would you go for March?
Yeah.
Representative Metcalf has suggested or a move and asked unanimous consent that we go to an earlier date, making this March. Is there any objection to that? If not, the amendment is passed made. Do we have any further?
Madam Chairman?
Representative Jaroff. Representative Jaroff. No, I said representative.
Did we adopt that amendment for D?
For D?
Yeah.
D was part of the subcommittee recommendation.
It's part of the overall thing. We haven't got it.
Including Mapsu Beluga and Susitna Coalfields and Tidewater Powerful.
That was not included in here, but pointed out as
this is what we have here went to the subcommittee, and the only change the subcommittee made was in that D.
Where's the Deepwater Fork there? Is that also in
D? Yeah. So consider additional railroad extensions to the state within the state, including extensions to the Mapsu, Beluga, Susitna Coalfield, and extension to a Tidewater Fork.
Tidewater Fork,
yeah.
Chair says nay.
Yeah, Madam Chairman, I have an amendment to the amendment in, back on the first page of the amendments in section 2B. Is one I discussed it, and I don't mind mandating the construction, but I do want to see some recommendations submitted. So I would have the language exactly as it is, except between the word shall and construct, I would add the word submit recommendations to the legislature. So it would then read, the Alaska Railroad Authority shall submit recommendations to the legislature and construct railroad facilities between Fairbanks and Delta.
And shall plan railroad facilities between Delta and Delta.
And shall plan railroad facilities.
Ask unanimous consent.
Representative Fanning has moved that we amend section B, am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
To plan and construct?
Subsection 2B would read this.
Submit
recommendations to the legislature and construct railroad facilities between Fairbanks and Delta, and shall plan railroad facilities between Delta and the Alaska border.
All right, does everyone
it's,
have
it's
that?
Written.
Okay, great. The Alaska Railroad Authority shall submit recommendations and construct railroad facilities between Fairbanks and Delta. Does anyone have any objection to this? Hearing none, the amendment is passed.
The rest of that also remains intact.
Yeah. Representative Fanning.
Mr. Chairman, I have an amendment that the amendment I'd like to add, and it must be that Representative Hayes' mind is read because I have a new subsection typed out for number F. And subsections A, B, C, and D of this section require legislative approval prior to the final action.
Okay.
There's an objection.
Madam Chair, in the purpose section of the authority, we say, we sort of give the authority the right to run a railroad, and then we say, but wait a second, the check on it is that we've got to say okay. And this section 2 is our saying okay to doing a task force, to extending the railroad to Delta, to planning the railroad to the border, to considering the White Pass, to consider additional. And that's all they can do. And I think his suggestion of final action on A, B, C, or D, final action on A is to give us a report. And for that reason, I think the check that he wants is already there. And to put a second check on it means we can never get the report of the task force because they've got to ask us if they can do it before they present the report.
Representative Fanning.
Madam Chairman, obviously that's not the intent to have them ask us before they give us a report. The intent, it seems to me the purposes are very broad, and the purposes are to acquire, to construct, to operate, maintain, finance, or sell. And the new sections in section 2 specifically point out that before we want them to acquire the federal railroad for the state or for disposition in the private sector, we want them to report to the legislature. I would submit that if the legislature then has no input or impact or decision-making authorities on that, then there's no sense in them reporting to the legislature. But the whole reason we would want them to do that is for us to act upon and decide upon which one of their different recommendations that we approve of. And also I would assume that it would, in the event that those purchases are not covered by revenue bond sharing, that we must revenue bond. That we would also have to allocate the money. And I think that those specific things are large enough and big enough. The acquisition of the Federal Railroad, the White Pass Railroad, and so forth. That the legislature could and should and have the final authority on those. That's why. Otherwise, you're giving somebody the authority to build something that could well be as big or bigger than Mississippi Dam without the legislature.
Representative Rogers.
Yeah, I think, Kenya, misunderstand then what the amendment we did to the purpose we provided that they can do that as provided for in this act. In this act, we do not provide for acceptance of the Federal Railroad, so they can't do it. What they can do is, under 2A, present a recommendation. We do say that they can construct, in fact, they shall construct the Delta extension, and we do give them authority to do that. That's providing for in this act or subsequent legislation that they can do that. We do say that they can plan railroad facilities between Alaska and Delta and the Alaska border. They cannot build those because we haven't given them, provided for in the fact that they can do it. We've provided for in this act under 2C that they can initiate discussions. That's all they can do, is initiate discussions. They can't acquire the White Pass and Yukon because they haven't been given permission to. We've given them authority to consider additional railroad extensions, but we have not given them, empowered them to do the additional railroad extension. So I think the check that he's trying to put into 2F is already embodied on page, in the amendment on page 2, line 6.
Representative
Fenny? If that's correct, then you would agree that without Section F, it requires legislative approval before any action can take place to purchase or acquire the Federal Railroad, to purchase or acquire the Yukon Railroad, and to construct the railroad between Fairbanks and Delta as per the amendment we just adopted, which said shall submit recommendations to the legislature. If the legislature has no input on what those recommendations are, you know, that's the only reason I put it in there. If you feel that the intent is that that's in place anyway, I mean, you know, I'm not doing it for duplicatory purposes, but at the same point in time, I don't want to be sitting out here in an enumerated fashion the different things that need to be reported upon to the legislature in regards to potential plans without us having any input on it. I mean, that's just forcing people to create plans for the purpose of creating plans. That's not the... And if it's your understanding, and we make it clear in the intent that under Section 2, that before we have final action on those things, it requires affirmative action by approval by the legislature, then I don't see a need for subsection F. I would withdraw it, in fact, if that is very clear. It's not to me at this time.
Representative Rogers?
I think it's clear on 2A, C, D, and E. I do have a question, though. His amendment, Representative Fanning's amendment says, to 2B said, the Alaska Railroad Authority shall submit recommendations and construct. And so we are giving them authority to construct in this bill. Now, if you're saying you now want to, you don't want to give them authority to construct, then your amendment should have been written, shall plan railroad facilities to Delta. This bill, as it reads now, with your amendment, does give them authority to construct the Delta extension.
Well, Madam Chairman, obviously it was written in mind knowing that I would also, that subsection F would be in place. I do want to make it in that instance very clear, and that's why I left the word shall construct in there. I want to make it very clear that it's the intent to go ahead and construct it.
Does the committee see this as the intent?
No. I'm going to object to subsection F.
I think we ought to go to session.
Yes, I think we do too.
We'll continue this.
Yes. You have also before you the copies of the audits that I'd like to have you take with you. And because we are going to start Monday with an overview on the audit.
What about this material here? This can stay here.
It can stay there, or you can take it with you.
These are the audits, yeah.
Yes.
Now, you're going to do bill drafting only on bills on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then the reviews on Tuesday, Thursday.
With the exception of the fact that this next week, it'll be 3 days of Jerry Wilkerson walking us through the audits,
uh-huh.
2 days of Bob Ward. Yeah.
Tomorrow?
I meant next week. Okay, I'll get out of the gym.
Do you know when we're going to retake this up? Is it tomorrow? This will continue? So I can go and Brian and I can talk.
I think we can take it up along with the Hall Road 177 tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Now you and Brian get together and I think you'll find, Ken, that you're covered.
Okay, well, if that's if it's covered, I don't have any false concerns. But I don't want
to. You like my caller?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, River. I like it better than I do Disco Ray.
What?
What do you mean?
Hug it, yeah.
Representative Manning?
Yes, ma'am.
If you'd like to take your audits, you can review them over the weekend, there's quite a bit of material there.
Sweetheart, if you think that I'm gonna get to read the reading.
Homework.
You haven't seen my other reading file.
Please remember to bring them back with you.
That reads. I'm gonna leave until I.
That's right.
There will be a test.
There will be a test on Wednesday.
Say what you can,
I don't even know where to start picking this up at.
Really? You should get some big rubber bands and just wrap them.
First of all, let's get these pickup things to put on the knees or something. Did you get some of those in there, too?
Some of them.
Good, because, you know, one thing I think, the next time we do this, this is the first time we're gonna have the whole committee like this.
I should turn the tape off.